Our next candidate for senior speaker is Dante Perez, a double major in international affairs and French studies from Uruapan, Mexico.
Fellow seniors, I wrote the following words in an attempt to capture the meaning of the years we have spent at Lewis and Clark, the meaning of the time we devoted here at this institution. Such an approach seemed appropriate, since perhaps the most ubiquitous, the most unavoidable lesson learned in college is that time is not concerned with our concerns. It advances undaunted, indifferent of our capability to face the future. There is nothing like 4 years of foreboding deadlines and time tests to force one to develop an acute awareness of time. On the best of days, we peer into the future unraveling before us, and we muster the discipline to glide elegantly across the pages, the parties, the sports, the sleep, the friends, the families, the leadership, and the lessons, in a graceful dialogue between balanced effort and rewarded expectations. On the worst of days, we seek refuge in the internet's inexhaustible capacity to distract our attention. I know I can spend untold hours surveying the progress of computer gaming graphics, upcoming software, and the future of information technology in general. I call it a good day when my procrastination tabs are news articles. I am sure, my friends, you have your own vices. However, most days are neither completely inspired nor completely fatalistic. That is, most days are still a struggle to harness the productive power of time to our own advantage. Most days, each hour seems fleeting, each task endless. We have outbursts of directed brilliance followed by cerebral impasse. Nevertheless, this is a struggle we welcome. Most of us have pursued a college education because we recognize it represents a crucial juncture in the path towards the realization of our goals, our dreams. It is that belief, not the despotic power exercised by our professors, that compels us to deliver one more hour to the library after dinner, one more hour to the article before breakfast. Most days, it's a struggle. Given the exigencies of this prestigious liberal arts college, those of us with any lingering memory of those days when we still had time to think must ask, is this all worth it? Can the hope of coming closer to one's dreams justify 4 years of leisure austerity, of sleep deprivation, of stress? Good rhetoric demands that I respond to those who do not believe that Lewis and Clark is worth four years of our lives. Let today be your answer. However, my professors have always frowned upon my unfounded claims. So let me explain to you why this day, justifies the 1,460 days that came before it. Yes, Lewis and Clark has made us realize that time is a limited resource. Given our human condition, perhaps it is the only truly non-renewable resource. However, I believe we have all learned that limitations and constraints lead to innovation. And I believe that it's these creative moments to justify all the efforts that came before. You know what I'm talking about. Late one night, you sit at the library, alone in a table, with articles and books surrounding you, and a blinking cursor blinking before you in perfect stillness. There is no time. There's only the swelling, swirling, swerving ideas in your mind, exploding softly, imploding violently. There is no time, but the vertigo of finding the connection that links all the voices whispering arguments, the accelerating logic that suddenly crystallizes into words. And now the ideas hover there, above your head, waiting for you to use some of your time to reach into the timeless universe where they were created and code them into words. Or perhaps you find yourself walking out of the building where you've just finished your last final for the year, and the peace you feel surprises you. You realize time is an open path before you, and you can again regain control of your will, if only for a few months. Sooner than you know, you're sitting on a plane, train, a bus, you're driving a car. As you evaluate the bonds that you have made with others, the new ideas that furnish your conscience, and the improbable feats of academics you have performed, your body is left to monitor the road or the land stretching beyond the airplane window, and you allow yourself to gaze upon the trajectory you have lived. Your entire life becomes a thickening lattice of memories and hopes. There is no direction, no time. There is only the growing density of meaning connecting actions to one another. There is only a childhood hero, a loyal friend, an early dream, an inescapable impression, an unforgettable perspective, and yourself, infusing the future with these aspects of your identity. In no time at all, the train, bus, car, or plane has reached its destination. How much time has really passed? Can we really measure our time here at Lewis and Clark in time? I believe this day justifies all those that preceded it, because the challenges and opportunities that Lewis and Clark has presented to us have not only required that we invest 4 years of our time, it has also promised great returns. The promise is that a time investment in education today will lead to time gains in the future. I believe these timeless moments of intellectual inspiration in the library and the endless moments of peace as you return home for break are indications that this promise is being fulfilled, that our time investment is already making time earnings. This campus, then, has allowed us to develop the habits and skills required for success, critical thinking, effective methods of expression, explanation, and persuasion, an increased understanding of the natural and social worlds, tools, models, and theories to help us explain and perhaps even solve the problems our world faces today. But most important, Lewis and Clark has taught us responsible time management skills. Remember, we only have so much of it. This list of skills, of course, is merely an enumeration of behaviors that a determined individual could secure with some self-help books and a public library card. There must be something else to this thing called college, and there is, because a good college education must provide more than the skills that guarantee a well-paid job that increases our hourly wage and therefore increases our free time. A good college education should endow us with a compelling conviction that the gains we make in time must be invested responsibly. That is what I mean by responsible time management skills. A responsibility to invest time to better ourselves and the lives of others. I believe this day justifies all those that came before it. I believe that every day should be justified by those that came before it. So, I stand here before you with an overwhelming sense of responsibility, not only for our own goals and dreams, but for the goals and dreams of those who never had a chance to sit or stand or learn or grow among us. those people who chose to sacrifice their time in exchange for our opportunities. Our years at Lewis and Clark were bought with the time of our supporting families, our dedicated professors, and our devoted administration. We owe our days to those who believed in us. There is no such thing as free time. I invite you to share this responsibility with me, this timeless responsibility to ensure that we can justify our present actions as the link between the efforts of those that came before and the hopes of those to come. I would like to share with you the last line of my favorite book, All the King's Men by Robert Penn Warren. Now we shall go out of the house and go into the convulsion of the world, out of history into history and the awful responsibility of time. This responsibility is not awful, at least not in the modern sense. Rather, it is meant to fill us with awe and compel us to achieve our full potential. I invite you to join me, fellow seniors, and embrace the awe-filled responsibility of time. Thank you.